And now the game in which we invite interesting people on to answer questions about obscure things. Comedian Elaine Boozler is often credited with breaking the glass ceiling for female comedians. She was one of the first woman stand-ups to have her own cable TV specials back in the 1980s. She's been playing to packed houses and clubs and theaters around the country and abroad ever since. Elaine Boozler, welcome to Wait, Wait.
Oh, thank you so much. A pleasure to be here.
You said abroad ever since what?
She's been abroad ever since. No,
abroad.
Now, Elaine, is this story true that back in the early days of the comedy clubs in like the early 80s, you were actually, I don't know the expression, I'll say doorman, door person, door woman.
I was the door human.
You're door human at one of the clubs in New York.
Yes, I was.
How did you get from in front of the door to on the stage?
You know, it was the only place I could get away from the owner, who was just endlessly annoying. So they'd run out of acts, and they'd say, well, you're funny, just go up there and talk. They didn't care who they threw on. It was, you know, 4 a.m, and it just worked out that way, just backed into it.
Right, and you were there with a whole bunch of guys who sort of became part of the whole stand-up comedy renaissance.
Isn't that something? It was the early 70s, and it was not a big thing, like, that was before cable, so it was kind of like jazz. It was very low-key, no money in it. A few people came out in the winter to see a couple of comedians, and my group was Andy Kaufman, Jay Leno, Freddie Prinze, Jimmy Walker, Ed Bluestone, Richard Belzer, Richard Lewis. It was quite a diverse group of real originals.
That's an intimidating group.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it was.
Now, do you think it's true that all comedians are essentially very emotionally damaged and need to get up on stage and work it all out? Because you hear that theory.
Oh, thank God you can't see me twitching. You know, I bet you have the same amount of bankers and accountants have the same depression or whatever, but, you know, people love to think of the sad comic inside. I don't know. I don't necessarily think that's true. I don't know. I don't think so.
So you're perfectly fine.
No, I'm depressed, but I wouldn't go by me.
Oh, I see.
You were about the only woman in that group, weren't you? You're talking about the
argument. No, I was. Yes. Someone pointed that out about 5 years in. And
why was there any confusion?
One day they all went to the bathroom together, and she stayed outside, and they're like, where's Elaine?
You know, it's funny, because even now, I mean, what year is it, 2003, 2004 or something?
Somewhere around there. Don't worry about it. You're close enough.
Yeah, you know, people still, it's always the first question in an interview, and I can't believe that times never change. The question is still always, well, you know, isn't it intimidating for a funny woman? I mean, don't guys feel intimidated? And, you know, I spent about 20 years apologizing. Oh, I'm not that funny. And now I just say, well, not real men. And they say, oh, well, I'm not. You just have to take the offense, you know. But, yeah, I just used to call myself not a woman comedian, but a human being trapped in a woman's body, and that was the approach to the comedy.
I'm trying to think what the glass ceiling would be for comedians.
Well,
there must be a joke in there somewhere.
You know, there must be. I wish I had warning.
Me too.
The glass ceiling for comedians. Well, it's probably the bottom of a highball glass.
There you go. True.
I noticed, Roy, that today you're not so much telling jokes as pointing out where they might be.
Yeah. Which is really interesting. It's very academic.
You just guide.
Deal out assists.
I've always thought of Roy as the MapQuest of humor.
Exactly.
Yes, it's 0.07 miles to the next joke.
That's too long.
Three extra lefts that you don't need.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I have to ask you this. I know this comes up a lot, but during those early years, you weren't only hanging out with Andy Kaufman, you were dating him, right?
Well, actually, we lived together on West 12th Street in Greenwich Village, and boy, May 16th, I can't believe he's gone. That was 22 years. Which is just so fast, you know? It's just a blink of an eye, isn't it? How's this for comedy?
Well, I mean, his public persona was so odd that, I mean, I almost worry that he was like that in private life.
You're so sweet.
I worry for you, Elaine.
He's fine. You know, he was the most fun you could have. He was just the greatest guy in the world. And, you know, don't look at all the stuff written about him or people playing him. Just go to the source. Rent the stuff he did and enjoy it. And that's really the best you can do to enjoy him. I mean, he was just the most fun.
The greatest guy.
I still have tapes of him telling me how not to quit. You know, all the pep talk tapes, so he didn't have to keep repeating them. He taped them.
Really? He actually taped pep talk so you could... He could cheer you up and support you emotionally while he went out and had drinks with his friends? That is a technique I will consider.
There you go.
Well, Elaine Boozler, we're delighted to have you with us. We have asked you here to play a game we're calling...
Hairballs.
Oh, no. Carl seems to be choking. What do we do? We execute the Heimlich maneuver.
Sure.
Of course. That's the famous technique of grabbing people around the midsection, pushing your fist into their tummies. It saved thousands of lives, and a surprising number of those people were celebrities. Mm. We're going to ask you three questions about the Heimlich maneuver based on a recent article in The New Yorker. If you get 2 out of 3 right, you'll win our prize for one of our listeners, Carl's voice, and their home answering machine.
Yay.
So, Carl, who is Elaine Boozler playing for?
Elaine is playing for Mary Walden of Winnetka, Illinois.
Oh, not her! No! Not Mary again! For goodness sakes, I can't get away from this woman! All right, this is the last time.
She's mad at you. She's mad. She's still mad at you for what happened on Celebrity Passwords 20 years ago.
Exactly.
All right, here we go. First question. Billy Bob Thornton is among the celebrities who have used the Heimlich maneuver. In his case, it was on whom? Was it A, his former wife, Angelina Jolie, who in a fit of pique had swallowed the vial of blood she usually wore around her neck? His blood, that is. B, fellow Arkansan Bill Clinton, who was then the governor, who had enjoyed too much barbecue too fast. Or C, his own pot-bellied pig, Albert, who was choking on a bit of chicken marsala.
You know, I would just have to say he used it on his pot-bellied pig.
Mm. You're right.
Ooh.
How long your arms have to be to do the Heimlich on a pig?
We don't know exactly how you would do the Heimlich maneuver on a pot-bellied pig.
Oh, that's your question? Your question isn't how did the pig get chicken marsala?
That was my next question.
Those the Tuesday specials?
Here's another question. How do you know it's choking?
Ah.
It's like just standing there not talking. That's pretty normal for a pig. It flops over on its side. Again, happens a lot in the life of a pig.
If your pig
waves its legs in the air...
Maybe
again.
It's kind of like he was speaking Yiddish.
Exactly.
If your pig turns blue. Simple as that.
There you go.
Have you ever seen a blue pig who wasn't choking? No.
Ever seen a blue pig when you weren't drinking?
That's true. All right, very good, Elaine. All right, here's your next question. Ed Koch, who was at the time the mayor of New York City, once was Heimlich'd as he choked on a piece of watercress in a Chinese restaurant, but it turned out there was more to the story. What? A, the woman who performed the maneuver was a staff member known around City Hall as the mayor's private assistant for his privates. B, it was really a piece of pork that he choked on, but the mayor, who was Jewish, lied to avoid offending Jewish voters. Or C, the piece of food ejected from his mouth landed on the head of another diner who sued the city for $100,000 for emotional distress.
I want to say that it was a piece of pork and I don't want to offend me. But C sounds more like New York, that it landed on someone's head and they sued for distress. So, gosh, it's between B and C, but I'll go with C.
No, you should have gone with B. It was the pork.
Darn.
Yeah, it was really a piece of pork, but he was afraid, you know. He didn't know that all Jews in New York, of course, obey the biblical law that everything's okay in a Chinese restaurant. That's what I was taught.
I was taught you can eat pork if it's in Chinese.
Exactly.
Was the pork from the pig that ate the chicken marsala?
We don't know.
Well, you made it. Really eating chicken marsala.
That's okay. Exactly. You didn't get it right, but you did make it more exciting, because if you get this last question correct, you'll win our prize.
And if I don't, I'm going to see Mary again soon. I know it.
Exactly. One of the most famous beneficiaries of the Heimlich, of course, is actress Elizabeth Taylor, who was once saved from choking on a chicken bone. But more than 20 years before that incident, she had herself saved actor Montgomery Clift from choking. On what? A photograph of her he swallowed to, quote, prove his devotion. B, his own teeth. Or C, an entire hamburger he tried to eat in one bite on a bet with Jimmy Dean.
And I will tell you that it was his own teeth.
You say that with confidence.
Yes, I do.
And it is confidence that is well deserved, because you are right.
Aha! Uh-huh.
Cliff crashed his car, leaving a party, and he would have died if Miss Taylor had not been there to remove his wayward teeth from the throat, which must have been a touching moment.
Yes, and much choking on someone else's teeth, frankly.
Yes. She loved Montgomery Cliff, she has said, and she said that she would have married him, but he had other interests.
And he didn't have his teeth anymore.
Exactly. Carl, how did Elaine Boozler do in our quiz?
Mary Walden is very happy now, Peter. Elaine had two correct answers, so she wins our prize for Mary.
Very well done. Elaine Boozler is a comedian, writer, producer, and animal rights advocate. Elaine Boozler, thank you so much for being on our show.
I've been a fan forever. It was just a thrill. Thank you so much.
It was a thrill to have you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.